Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Okay, a few months back, we spoke to a couple of lads called Aaron Hannan and Paul Flynn about their brilliant Formula One in Schools program. So what they do is they work with schools around Ireland to build Formula One cars, all while learning about science, tech, engineering and maths. And this morning we're joined by a group of fifth year students who've qualified for the world finals of the F1 in Schools competition. And they'll be headed to Australia next year. Niall Tracy is the team manager from Annex Racing. How are you, Niall?
Hi, Dave. Thanks very much for having me on today.
Not at all. Thank you for chatting to us and explaining all about this. Let's give everybody a reminder of what F1 in Schools actually is at its kind of most basic.
Yeah, so basically, what teams have to do is that they have to design, manufacture, and race a miniature F1 car. So these cars are about 1:20 scale models mm-hmm. of a real F1 car. So teams race these cars down a 20-meter straight track, and they're powered by an 8-gram CO2 gas canister.
Okay, so give us an idea of how quick this car will go and how quick it can reach its top speed. Because a 20-meter track, obviously, you know, doesn't sound very long until you think about the fact, as you said, the car is 1/20th. So how fast can it go?
They can reach 115 kilometers per hour in just 0.3 of a second. So
that's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy quick. You'd blink and you'd miss it, go down the track.
How do you stop the car once it finishes the track?
Well, so you can have a deceleration system, or you can, and this could be towels or it could be a tube, but basically the car just crashes as softly as it can into this deceleration.
Absolutely love it. You build a cutting edge, top of technology F1 car that can do 115 kilometers an hour in 0.3 seconds and you stop it with towels. Amazing. Talk to us then about Australia, because you guys obviously have qualified to go along as one of the fastest F1 in Schools cars around. So when you go to Australia, how confident are you that you might actually be able to bring home some silverware, or is the competition from around the world really strong?
Yeah, well, of course, the competition would be very strong. You've got the likes of Australia, Germany and all of them, but we would have a very strong chance. Ireland does have a great involvement in the competition. Even from our school ourselves, there were three previous teams. One team in 2015, they came third in the world. Mm. And then another team in 2017, they came eighth in the world. So it's great competition there altogether.
Brilliant. Yeah, now obviously funding this kind of thing is not cheap, and it's not something that you're going to get for free. So you guys have come up with a pretty unique way of fundraising.
Yeah, definitely. Well, so first of all, for our national finals, our local businesses were just phenomenal. But due to the current situation, we just felt that it just wasn't possible to go back to these businesses asking for more sponsorship, seeing as they shut for so many months. So we sat down and we decided to brainstorm ideas, and we decided that we'd fundraise the money ourselves.
So what did you come up with?
Well, so the main idea for this then that we came up with is that we'd raffle off a brand new car. So the car that we've decided to raffle off is a brand new 2021 Audi A3 Sportback. So it's a lovely car. You may know yourself, Dave.
Absolutely. I love my cars. Yeah, no. So to win that then, so people need to buy tickets, obviously. How much does a ticket cost?
Yeah, so tickets cost €20, or you can get a special offer of 3 tickets for €50. Tickets can be bought on our website, annexracing.com.
Right, well look, we wish you the best, not only in the fundraising but more importantly in the actual the world finals that'll happen in Australia next March. That's Annex Racing. Niall Tracy we're talking to there from, is it St. Murdoch's College in Ballina, County Mayo?
Murdoch's College,
right, brilliant. Well listen, congratulations on getting this far. Fingers crossed you get your funding and you get across to Australia, and best of luck in the finals.
Yeah, please God, thanks very much, Dave.
Cheers, Niall. No worries, all the best. Bye.
Bye now.
Yeah, smart kids and a very resourceful way of trying to get their funding as well. So if you get a chance, go and have a look and see if you can support them. Might win yourself a brand new car as well, which is pretty good.
Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.